You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
First time shot comes in. Jay Cottrell with a screamer! I don't believe it! An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's weekend encounter with Leamington.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. As well as a Leamington match, later in the show we'll be hearing how the women's team fared in their FA Cup first qualifying round tie against Altrincham from Sunday afternoon. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start with a reminder of this coming Sunday's charity match at Broadhurst Park as an All-Star 11 take on a 2005 FC United Legends team, all to raise money for the partner of former player Dave Brown. The match will kick off at 4pm and is certainly not to be missed. While in transfer news, in the past week FC United have parted company with midfielder Richie Baker, who has left the club on mutual terms, while Tom Brown has signed for NPL side Stalybridge Celtic on a dual reg agreement. And finally, on Saturday afternoon, the club launched a new disabled supporters group. And following the launch, Ben caught up with one of the organisers, Roy Williamson, to find out more.
Hello, Roy. How's things?
Hi, Ben. Yeah, no, I'm good. Lovely day. Lovely day.
So you've just been in the main standby giving a little talk and a little presentation about the launch of the club's new disabled supporters group. And we spoke to you, I think, towards the end of last season over there on the Ronald Johnson Playfields about this idea. It's progressed since.
Well, it's happened. We've had support from the club, support from Damien, Adam Wood from the board's been closely involved, Tom Conroy, sports development manager, Peter Shaw, who's now the operations safety manager on match days. Peter's been involved. Viv Ware, secretary, she's been involved. And the idea was really to formalise, after all these years, a disabled supporters association. Two elements to this, really. I suppose the main one for me is in terms of match going experiences. One, trying to make sure that our disabled supporters get a good experience, and secondly, trying to attract other people who perhaps never been. I've had Ruth Hopkins and Kieran Reynolds from Level Playing Field have spoken. It's about that inclusive thing. But linking in with our disability team and all the work Tom Conroy does. Tom's the sports development manager. So we've had a game on the 3G pitch beforehand with a lot of players now. So we had two teams playing each other. I mean, Tom, I know you'll interview Tom other times anyway, but, you know, they're entering two teams in a proper league. I mean, that's
brilliant.
That's just going fantastically well. So it's been good because with Tom and his developments, it's allowed us to ride on the back of that and link the two things together, really. The handrails that we can look at over here came out of our first meeting. People saying it's really dodgy.
These are the handrails down the steps in the main stand here.
And then it turned out that our able-bodied supporters were also having problems with those steps because there was no handrails. So Peter Shaw put them in. I think John Bentley was involved in that. So that's a win-win for disabled supporters and able-bodied supporters. But the key to it, Ben, I think, is all supporters taking it on board. It's not just a disability thing. It's about our able-bodied supporters wanting to support what we're doing.
It's about inclusivity as well, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's about making sure that, you know, FC United, you know, one of the founding principles is that it's open to everybody, and you've got to make the stadium as welcoming as possible. And when we had that chat, one of the surprising things is about Broadhurst Park. It might be new, but already it's slightly behind the curve when it comes to some elements, which is making it more accessible.
Yeah, and I guess at some point in the past we kind of missed an opportunity. The important thing now, I think, is like when we do the ENDS, when we do the SMRE, and Peter's just said as much, we talk to disabled supporters about, you know, making sure it's right for them as well. And Level Playing Field are very pleased that we're doing this. You know, they just want clubs to take on DSAs. What one of the things that they say is that the DSA should be kind of independent and separate from the club. That's not relevant for us. So we've got to work out over the next year how we manage, because we're a members club. So, you know what I mean? It's different.
This is about the association has to be accountable to the members, and the members also have to buy into it in a way, don't they?
That's right.
And support it wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And that leads me on to my next question then. Where next?
Well, I think what people need to do is keep their eye on the website, because Tom Conroy's just been talking to me there about maybe we need a follow-up evening at some point. What we wanted to do was get today sorted, get the launch. We'll follow it up from that. But keep your eye on when the disability team's playing. I think they get together every Friday.
It's cracking stuff, that, and congratulations to the community team as well, and well done to you, Roy, and all your comrades who've helped with launching this new group and initiative at the club, and thanks for joining us, and we'll be hearing from you soon.
Ben there speaking with Roy Williamson on Saturday afternoon. To the weekend's football now, and on Saturday, FC United returned to Broadhurst Park looking to make it 3 wins from 3 as FC hosted bottom of the table and newly promoted Leamington. To hear now if the Reds could take all 3 points, it's over to Marv Willis for a match report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers. Sadly, FC couldn't make it 3 wins in a row as the Reds went down 2-1 at home in front of 2,380 fans. Here's the FC live team.
5 minutes to go to swampy time. 25 minutes to go to the final whistle.
David Makin, the pink, would say this was a solid performance watched by the biggest crowd of the season.
Yeah, that's the kind of reporting you want, isn't it? A dour defensive battle. Attritional.
And they talk about a sun-kissed crowd.
Oh, good tackle from Irwin there on the halfway line. Takes it off Taundry, and Gilchrist gives it back to Taundry. Now it comes back to FC, though, fortuitously. A good turn there from Hooper. Good turn now from Nathan Lowe. Plays it to Gilchrist. Edge of the box. Gilchrist hesitates. Plays it to Nathan Lowe. Gilchrist again back to Lowe. He's about 25 yards out now. Square ball. Scott Kay wonders what to do. Puts on his left foot. Plays it forward. Wisdom's taking an advance role. Turns without looking. Gives the ball away. Stephen Moore. Oh, good tackle there from Matty Hughes. Now it's Nathan Lowe. Slides it forward. Good ball. Gilchrist on the turn. On the edge of the box. Blocked. It's a little more promising from FC United. Leamington bring it away there. Dunbar still has possession. He's got Obeng there with space to his right. Now Obeng. Two men in the middle. Obeng. Low ball in, but nobody there. Scott Kay just, well, in the end got caught in two minds there and plays it out for a throw-in. Could have probably cleared that a bit more efficiently there, the FC skipper. Well, see, they've got a throw-in just by the corner flag, and left-back Connor Goodger couldn't be walking to this ball more slowly.
Well, it's a hard-earned point at the moment.
Yes. I don't know about hard-earned, but they have the ball. Dunbar plays it nicely there. 1-2 with Stephen Moore. Shot there. Goes. Oh, he scores! Yeah! And number 8 there, the new signing. He's probably looked the brightest player on the field, Kieran Dunbar. Nice give and go there. Played, stroked it from the left-hand side to Allinson's left-hand side. Allinson was left to statuesque there as he perfectly placed it in the corner. Could FC have done more there, Paul?
I think we've been lured there by a very slow taken throw-in, and we all went to sleep.
Free kick about to take place here, and it's going to be Colin Goodger who scored the one goal. Chips it towards the back post. It's a lovely ball. Should be another goal. It is another goal. 2-0. Well, it was a deft chip. Lovely ball in. And what we always say, in the first half, FC Paul had 3 of those balls that were put in beautifully, and no one gambled. They gambled. Allison saves it. It falls to either Obeng.
I think it's Colby Bishop.
Or Colby Bishop has just come on. And his first touch, and it's 2-0.
Yeah, well, going a goal down was bad enough, but it was lackadaisical defending from the set piece again, I'm afraid.
It is a more importantly here, FC United. Now, I said it was a mountain. Well, that mountain's become
a big mountain.
As we've got how many minutes remaining?
Eight.
And there's been no urgency from FC United. We haven't thrown the cavalry forward at all yet. We're still playing the same football as now. Senior plays it all the way back just outside the halfway line to Irwin. Irwin chips the ball to this left hand side for Danny Wisdom. Great going forward. And he stubs his toe against the grass, and then ball not out of play. Referee lets play continue. Irwin back to the halfway line with Matty Hughes. Hughes sprays the ball right hand side now. Philip, Danny Brady. Brady out wide right to Senior. Senior cuts inside back to Brady. Brady now whips the ball in towards the back post there. The ball heads across. There's an opportunity. First time shot comes in. And that's one back. And it was Scott Kay. And it was decent football from FC United of Manchester there. Ball spread across. A lovely header in there from Danny Wisdom. And Kay, well, he nonchalantly put that in the side foot for about 16 yards out, Paul.
Scott Kay's first goal for FC. And I think it's something like 70 games.
Well, is that going to be an omen?
First goal ever for FC.
First ever goal for FC United after 70 games for Scott Kay.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. After the match, Ben caught up with FC United first team manager Carl Margeson.
Thank you for joining us after that one, Carl. Difficult day at the office, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's obviously it's kind of teaching a new lesson. I thought we'd not so much. Their game plan was to frustrate and try and nick something, and you know, we in the past it's happened and then we've cut it out. Not so much with this group though, because it's still a new group of players, but I'd say if we keep a clean sheet there, we're in 1-0, and it wasn't the greatest. The other day came to frustrate, we sat off in the first half. Our tempo should have been quicker. That's something we can definitely improve on. I didn't see the first goal because I was ready for making a change. We made a double substitution, so yeah.
I think there was a lot of things wrong with the first goal. It was they right. Took the time taking the throw in, and I think our defence was just asleep.
Yeah, we took the time at everything, but hey, we've done that in the past, so it's it's part of the game. What we've got to do is, just said to him in there, there's going to be ups and downs this season. There's no two ways about it. And that was a down. But we, you know, on the ones where when we're not in the races, then we've got to pull it down with hard work and endeavour. And there was just little things today, you know. Not running to get the ball, letting a ball boy get a ball fire when you can leg it and get the ball themselves. When they're trying to take the tempo out of the game, injecting your own tempo in the speed of your passing.
Were you surprised in the tempo in those early stages? Because Leamington going into this game weren't in the best of form or the best of shape in a way. And really the opportunity's there to go for the juggler straight on.
That was exactly our thought process, everything that we've spoken about beforehand. You know, we don't look at league tables and we just go into a game and try and put the performances in like we did at York and like we did against Boston and things like that. But it's still early days, it's still an early, relatively new group of players. There's been lots and lots of changes. A lot of them are quite young lads as well. And you know, them mistakes. But what we've got to do is make sure that we've got the way with all that. When mistakes do happen, and might maybe end up in the back of your net, then you, like I say, you get back on board. And
the strange thing is, though, we've got Blyth coming on Tuesday, and I can already predict that the tempo is going to be a lot quicker against Blyth, because Blyth are quite fancied, and we've always had this trouble with teams. Yeah. In and around us or down the bottom end of actually injecting that
also,
pace.
You know, we were in that position a couple of weeks ago, so it's like I say, it's still early days. After 10 games, it's one where we look at it. It wasn't one that I expected to be stood here with a 2-1 loss, but the way that the game went and the game plan from them has given us a chance to learn learn lessons as to when and it happens next, because we've got a good group in there, and they do listen, they want to get better themselves, they want to take responsibility for their own performances. It's a difficult one to take, but one that we will learn from.
Just on a side note, we've had some exits from the squad this past week. Tom Brown's gone off on dual reg to Stalybridge Moon, what Jake Williams has done with Buxton, and Richie Baker's left the club. Where are we with the squad? Because there's a couple of players on the outskirts who would like young players. Is there a thinking that we'll be looking to put them out on dual reg soon? Or
We'll have a look at it. We're not doing it yet. Like I say, we'll have a look once we get kind of 10 games in, and we'll reassess the squad there. For some of the younger players, we've had the chats with them that they need to be able to, some coming from youth team football, some who have had a taste of first team football, and they need to do more. They need to concentrate on training and all them kind of things, and put the hard work in and be patient, because there's not one of them who's going to start every game this year for FC United. That would be pretty remarkable if one of them could do that at the age that they're at, but they need to learn lessons that are being taught to them by me, myself, the staff, and more experienced players of what it takes to be a player at this level of football.
Well, Carl, thanks for joining us, and I'll speak to you Tuesday.
Cheers.
FC United first team manager Carl Margeson there, following his side's 2-1 defeat at the hands of Leamington on Saturday afternoon. To hear now where that result leaves FC United in the league table, and for all the other results from a busy Saturday afternoon in the National League North, it's over to Marv Willers now for another edition of Marv's Sports Report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers, and hello everybody, and welcome to another edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. And that defeat for FC United sees the Reds drop back down into the relegation zone, sitting in 20th position, 2 points ahead of new bottom place team North Ferriby, who drew on Saturday 0-0 at home to Tamworth. Leamington, incidentally, are now off the bottom of the table. You're very welcome, thank you very much. A tad higher up the table, and the top two met at the weekend. Both Harrogate Town and visitors Brackley Town maintained their unbeaten start to the new campaign after a 1-1 draw. Seems fair. Southport are third after inflicting a second defeat on Darlington FC. Salford City are fourth, but had to be content with a point from their short trip to the Tameside Stadium to play Curzon Ashton. York City were disappointing in going down to a 2-0 defeat at Victory Park against a Chorley side who had only won once before today. While Telford United have now lost all four of their home league games so far this season after a defeat against promoted Blyth Spartans. Kidderminster Harriers were held to a 1-0 draw by Boston United at Agbara, while Nuneaton Town and Alfreton Town also shared the spoils at Liberty Way in an entertaining 2-2 draw. Spennymoor Town and Gainsborough Trinity also shared the points at Brewery Field, and Stockport County were held by Resolute Bradford Park Avenue at Edgeley Park. And that concludes this week's edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. Don't forget to keep an eye out on the FCUM Radio Twitter feed on Monday afternoon for news on who FC United have got in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. But for now, from the league and from me, Marv, see you later.
FC United return to action this week with two crucial league matches. Firstly, on Tuesday evening, it's back to Broadhurst Park as FC United hosts newly promoted Blyth Spartans. Kick-off on Tuesday evening in North Manchester will be at 7:45 p.m. And then on Saturday afternoon, FC United travel east to take on Curzon Ashton. The address for the ground is the Tameside Stadium, Richmond Street, Ashton_, OL79HG. That's the Tameside Stadium, OL79HG. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make these games, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Tuesday evening from 7:30 p.m. and on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk.
Hello, this is John Champion. You're listening to FC United Radio.
You're listening to This Club Is My Club, available on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. and throughout the week via the FCUM Radio website. To the women's team now, and on Sunday afternoon, FC United hosted Altrincham in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. To hear how the Reds got on, it's over to Women's Team Live now for all the action.
Welcome everyone to Broadhurst Park, and you join us here on it's not as sunny as it was yesterday. It's a drizzly Broadhurst Park on a Sunday afternoon for the first competitive match of the season for the FC United and Manchester women's team. It's first qualifying round action in the FA Cup this afternoon, and it's FC United against our nearest and dearest friends, Altrincham, from that there, South Manchester. And joining me for a little bit of a pre-match chinwag, we're joined by Stato Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
You've been watching pre-season, and it's been very, very impressive. There's been various comings and goings, and it looks like Luke Podmore has assembled quite a squad for this season.
Yeah, 9 friendlies, 56 scored, 3 conceded. And it's the quality of player he's brought in that's impressed. We've lost some very good players from last season, but he's brought in players of a higher quality to replace them. He's raided his old friends at Fylde. He's got 2 or 3 from there. His knowledge of the women's game has been really, really good.
And we're talking in 9 games, 60 goals, or 6.66 per game, which is awfully spooky, and just 4 conceded as well. So they're scoring goals and they're not leaking, and it's superb stuff. And we're here this afternoon for this match. League action begins next week. Obviously, FC United had a cracking cup run last season, ended at Norton and Stockton Ancients. The expectation is, and I don't mean to jinx it, but hopefully we can go a lot further in the competition this year and start to make waves on a national stage, hopefully.
Yeah, we did beat Bolton in the first round last season, who are a division above us. And that was quite a notable victory that went to extra time. We had a late winner then from Liv Gannon. Unfortunately, in the next round, as you know, you actually went to Norton and Stockton and saw the game. And we were a little bit unfortunate, maybe, on the day.
The stars weren't aligned that afternoon.
Yeah.
But the coin toss has happened, so let's find out now how FC United got on in this one. McCarrick now looking for options. Plays the ball forward to Sullivan, who plays the ball back to Greeno. He plays a lovely ball over the top. Here's Battle now. Good chance for FC United. Here's Battle. One-on-one. Slots it home. FC United on 13 minutes have broken the deadlock. And you can see how well-drilled FC United are. This play, it's identical commentary.
Well,
all the time.
It's cat and mouse, isn't it, this? I mean, we keep playing the ball slowly up to the midfield, trying to draw the back line out and then play it forward.
There's a bit of a box disaster here, but here's Kirsty Chambers now. Kirsty Chambers, she's got one-on-one with the goalkeeper, shoots, and that is 2-0. 27 minutes on the clock here as a pile of boxes land on the commentary team. It was like when Rita Sullivan got crushed by that tram that time. Do you remember?
Yeah, traumatic stuff.
Yeah, very traumatic. Greenall now going to take this corner on this main stand side. Gets the ball to Sullivan. Sullivan crosses this ball in. It beats everyone.
It's in.
And it's in. In off the post. And, well, variety, as they say, is the spice of life. 2 different types of corners there. The second one paid off. Greenall playing the ball to Sullivan, who comes inside of it, shoots. I'm going to say she's shot. It was a cross.
I think that was very clever. I think it was targeted at the back stick.
38 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park. 3-0 if you're just joining us. Wind's coming up now, and so's the rain. Here's Greenall with this cross. In it comes. Beats everyone. Yellow shirts everywhere. Ball breaks the battle.
Oh.
And there, just lurking in a Tom Greaves-esque position, was Felicity Winters, who just puts it into the roof of the net, and it's now 4-0.
And there's very little respite for this back four. You really feel for them.
It's very, very impressive stuff what's going on here this afternoon. Here's Greenall with this corner ball. 40 minutes gone here. 4-0 if you're just joining us. In it comes. It's a shallow one again. Goalkeeper doesn't quite get to it.
Lost it.
Oh, it's on clear of the line. Here's Winters following up. And again, she's going to get a reputation for being the female equivalent of Tom Greaves there. Well, poacher's goal.
It's like Johnny on the spot, this, isn't it? I mean, right place, right time.
5-0 coming up to half time in the second. And here is Greenall. Plays it to McCarrick. McCarrick looking for a through ball. Sullivan plays the through ball to Battle. Battle now. Is she going to be able to get a shot on goal? She's 1-on-1. Shoots through the goalkeeper's legs. And right on half time, that is 6-0. What a half. Going to now on the left-hand side. Nice ball forward to Greenall. Greenall turns and plays a through ball to Battle. Battle now down the left-hand side. First touch is good. Takes it into the box. She's 1-on-1 with the keeper. Slots it home. And that, dear listener, is 7-0.
Well, that's the hat trick.
And, well, this is Chambers' territory, this one. It's, from my reckoning, about, 7 or 8 yards outside the penalty box,
I think,
right of the goal. Here's Kirsty Chambers with this free kick. No wall, which is very, very odd, to say the least. It's a one-person wall. It's going to be Keisha Brown. Shot comes in. Hits the bar. Who's there for the follow-up? Jess Battle's there with the follow-up. 4 goals for Jess Battle. 8 goals for FC United. And that was bizarre, that free kick. Kirsty Chambers there, well within shooting range. One person in the wall. Hits the bar. No one following up apart from Jess Battle. And, well, it's 8-0. Jess Battle with a through ball to Kirsty Chambers. Chambers on the edge of the box. Shoots! 9-0. Now we're gone here at Broadhurst Park, and FC United are really going for it now. That's 9-0. Kirsty Chambers with the latest of the goals.
It's going from bad to worse.
Well, here is Chelsea Patient now. Plays the ball to Fran Davis. She plays it in turn to Abby Carrington, and that's a careless pass. And Elchingham have got one back, and it's cracking stuff. 9-1. And, well,
big celebration.
You know what?
I'm just trying to figure out who it is.
It's the number 11. It's
Georgia Plant.
Georgia Plant, who's got that first goal for Elchingham. And you know what? They've deserved that for the opening 5 minutes of the second half. Really going for it. But 9-1 is the score now. Foster to Greenall. Greenall to Foster. Foster forward. Is he going to get to Chambers? Chambers, lovely first touch. Keeps going. Is she going to go for a through ball? She plays the ball out to the left-hand side to Donnellan. Donnellan now. Got time to come in field with it. Comes into the edge of the box. Here's Chambers now. Outside the box. Shoots! That is a goal. And that is double figures, dear listener at home. 10-1 now. Kirsty Chambers there picking up her hat-trick. So we've got 25 minutes left to play here at Broadhurst Park.
I do recommend to everybody to try and catch the goal. That's highlights.
A lovely ball over the top. Here's Jess Battle now into the penalty box. What's she going to do? She plays it back to Jess McCarrick. Is she going to walk it in? She belts it in. And that is 11-1, Paul.
Yeah, well, that was composure again. The crowd is 128, I've been advised.
128, not bad attendance, that. Not bad at all. Here is Elchingham now, trying to generate a couple of passes there inside FC United's half. But they've lost the ball, and here's Chambers now crossing into Elchingham's half. Plays the ball forward. Here's Forster. Forster is onside. Can she get a shot on? She can. She shoots. And that is 12-1, dear listener. 12-1. 12-1. Nicole Forster there getting her first competitive goal for the club. It's going to be a corner ball to FC United from the near side. Cross comes in. Who's under it? Forster's there. Headed clear. It's going to be another corner. Relentless pressure from FC. Absolutely,
yeah.
Relentless.
I mean, we've seen games with the women where they've maybe given themselves 5 or 10 minutes off in the past and, you know, sat back a bit, but they've not really done that today.
No, absolutely not. Cross comes in. Forster's there. I think you've got to... Have you got to award that to Kirsty Chambers? It went straight in. Kirsty Chambers there. We're going to say... We're going to credit her the goal. Obviously, that'll go to an adjudication panel at some point.
I don't think anyone got a touch on that.
It went straight through the goalkeeper's legs on the near post. In it goes, and that is 13-1. And, well, Paul was Bob on the money, because dead on 90 minutes, the full-time whistle has gone. And that, dear listener, is a 13-1 victory in FC United's first competitive game of the season against a side who, let's remember, last season ran FC United close on a couple of occasions during last season in the league campaign. FC United and Manchester 13, Altrincham Ladies 1, 4 goals for Jess Battle, 4 goals for Kirsty Chambers, including one from a corner, a goal from Fran Sullivan, 2 goals from Fliss Winters. Jess McCarrick got herself a goal, as did substitute Nicole Forster when she came on. 128 people here for this first qualifying round match in the FA Cup. Ruthless, Paul. Absolutely ruthless.
Before this game, this could have been a test for us for the start of the season against a team in the same division, a team who've given us hard games before. It's not been a test because we were absolutely devastating. To go 6-0 up at half-time was a statement, basically, not only to Altrincham but to everybody else. I think there's obvious signs that this team that we have right now, this squad, is stronger than last season. And because of that, this could be a very interesting FA Cup run.
Well, that's what we're talking about at half-time with Neil Boo. We're talking, you know, obviously last season we were lucky enough to get a bye into the second qualifying round, and we played Bolton and did well, I think. And then we played Norton and Stockton Ancients away, and unfortunately I think we didn't really turn up for Norton and Stockton Ancients, if the truth be told. A cup run on a national stage sends a message out, and I've always said this about the women's team at FC United. FC United's here to show what Manchester United could be, and they can do that on a national stage, and that requires a cup run to go into the first round proper and beyond, playing games in the stadium itself as well, which we have to do, I believe, when we get to a certain round of the FA Cup. It's important, and there's a squad here to do it.
I think this a performance today would have beaten sides not only one level higher, but probably two levels higher. The standard of football that you've seen and the goal scoring, the ruthlessness over 90 minutes, I think it shows that we won two cups last season and finished runners-up, which was a good season. The two local cups that we won, that was a fair reflection on the quality we had. But this side today is better. And not only is the league title something that we're aiming at, I'm pretty sure Luke will want to go as far as he can in this FA Cup.
Absolutely. So that's the FA Cup done for now for the women's team. We should say there's a draw for the men's team on Monday, and we're looking forward to that one.
Yes, and we won't be going to Frickley.
No, we'll probably end up going to Lancaster. And great, yay! Anyway, bogey side in the FA Cup, I believe, Lancaster.
My choice would be Warrington Town away,
no,
who are top,
you don't
top of Northern Prem. Yes,
yeah,
I do, because we've never played them.
You don't want to play Warrington. They'd win. You don't want to play Warrington.
I think we could get a replay out of that.
Can't we go play Stalybridge? Play Stalybridge.
Well, we could go there blindfolded. We've been there often enough.
Anyway, back to the women's team. Next up for the women's team, though, is league action, as FC United kick off their league campaign next Sunday here at Broadhurst Park. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff, and it's City of Liverpool, another fan-owned club, taking on FC United here at Broadhurst Park 3G. 2 o'clock kickoff. If you can't make it, though, there will be full coverage here on FCUM Radio, of course. For the men's team, we'll be back here on Tuesday for FC United against Blyth Spartans. 7:30 FCUM Radio goes to air there. And, of course, there's a charity match next Sunday as well for a very worthy cause. Dave Brown's partner, there's an all-star team taking on an FC United Classic 11. If I was playing
506.
If I was playing FIFA, I'd try and track down a patch which delivered me the likes of Rory Patterson, Josh Howard, Simon Carden, Spencer, Chadde, Nuge, Gareth Holmes at left back. Who's going to be playing right back? Rawlinson, probably.
Or they if got they can find him.
Or they found Matty Taylor.
Oh, there's a player.
There's a player. But he's got. It's all going to be happening. That's going to be happening on Sunday next week. We're going to air at 2 o'clock for the women's team. We'll get guests on. Then it's full coverage of the charity match as well next Sunday, as well as, of course, on Saturday, FC United taking on Curzon Ashton. It's all happening here on FC Radio. Paul, closing thoughts.
Well, after all these goals, I think we both deserve a lie down. It's been a great afternoon's entertainment. And I'm sure everybody here has enjoyed not only the result, but the way that the team has played.
And just a closing thought for Altrincham as well. Altrincham, we have to remember, they probably lasted a lot longer than some teams higher up did it pre-season. They lasted 13 minutes, defending quite well and with a high line. They did get a goal as well with Georgie Plant on 62 minutes. They did go down to 10 players as well after a sending off. They have put in a good shift, and they'll be a lot more prepared for the league match.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what they can pick up from their experience today, if that's what they call it.
Well, they're going to have a lie down, we're going to have a lie down. A big congratulations to FC United through to the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. This has been Women's Team Live here at Broadhurst Park. FC United and Manchester 13, Altrincham 1. You enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Bye bye.
Women's team live there from Sunday afternoon. After the match, Neil Boothman caught up with FC United manager Luke Podmore.
Okay, I'm here with Luke Podmore, women's team head coach. That was a terrific way to play into ourselves into the FA Cup there.
Yeah, wonderful. We've been waiting for this the start of the season for some time now, because we started pre-season quite early and we've obviously had 9 games. But it's just great to play in a game that now means something, and obviously the players have shown that, you know, pre-season was no fluke. We are where we are, and the preparation's gone really well, and you know, hopefully we can move on to next week and carry on.
Yeah, probably a bit of a shame to concede that one goal, because it probably wasn't on Altrincham's efforts rather than our mistakes in the end. But 13 goals for us, which really shows their true intent. Lots of different scorers and lots of excellent passing and assists.
Yeah, like I say, we are disappointed about the one goal, obviously, and Albie obviously knows that in future not to do that. But again, I suppose, like I say, we should have a tendency to switch off when the game is sort of as comprehensive as it was. But yeah, no, you know, we've always had a great sort of contribution from different players, scoring, assisting, and cross. You know, this year we just took it to a new level this year, and obviously it's paying off now. Obviously, when we start playing the game, so
that's three new debut goal scorers that we've got there. That adds to the tally. If you like statistics, that was our 50th and 51st hat tricks today.
Yeah, love that.
Competitively.
Yeah, love that. And like I say, we want to move ourselves on now to the next level, and you know, we will end up breaking records and letting people you know, new people come through the team. The whole team has embraced sort of this, you know, the new players that have come in. They've settled in so well, and obviously, as you can see, we're still, you know, we're scoring 13 goals, so it all bodes well.
Yeah, Jess led the line getting the first one, and she was the one who got the record 50th as well. But she didn't seem to be able to stop, never mind her, but anyone else on the team either. Whenever we attacked with true intent, they didn't seem to have any answer for us today.
No, and they didn't have any answer for us, you know, because I'd like to think we've worked on things, you know, repetitively throughout pre-season, and, you know, I just think we're a different sort of kettle of fish now. We are, you know, we've moved on, and like I say, the quality of players we've got, you know, it's unfortunate that two of the players again today didn't get on, but, I said at the start of the game, the bench was the strongest substitute bench we've ever had. You know, they're all like-for-like swaps, so, you know, we've got real strength in depth now, and hopefully that'll get us over the line come the end of the season as well.
So we're at home again next week, and then after that it'll be an away match in the FA Cup.
Yeah, that's right. At home next week in City Liverpool, so hopefully more of the same.
Then you're listening out there and you fancy watching some good, exciting football with plenty of goals and passion, lots of passion and talent on the pitch. Come down and watch City of Liverpool.
Absolutely, and I'd like to say again, 128 people there today. I'd like to say a massive thanks to all the fans. You know, we hope we give them, you know, some that they enjoyed, and you know, hopefully, we can get themselves to the next games. We can really see what we can do in this competition this year.
Neil Boothman there speaking with women's team manager Luke Podmore following his side's 13-1 win over Altrincham on Sunday afternoon. And on that happy note, that's it from me for this week's This Club Is My Club. But just before I go, don't forget that you can follow FCUM Radio on Twitter and on Facebook, as well as subscribe to our very own YouTube channel. Just search for FCUM Radio. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 12:30 on www.fcumradio.co.uk. UK and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.